That's Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, and that's an exclamation point there. Question into exclamation point. How's that? Well, there's passion here that Paul's saying. That's what's behind the wording here. And getting behind this little Greek word that describes this crying is important, kradzone, because what that word is saying is not just whining or crying. That's not really a good translation here that we have in our text. It's actually more crying out or shouting is what that's saying. This is, we can passionately cry out these words that Paul's giving to us. The other thing that's interesting that Paul's bringing out, question into an exclamation point, is the content of what we can be passionate about. We can cry out, Abba, Father. We have a close relationship with the Father. God is not some concept way out into the universe that we really just have it, and we just have the concept in our heads. What Paul is saying is that God is a tender daddy. He is a tender papa that we can turn to. This is a statement of intimacy, but it's also a statement of a willingness to obey. We don't get too excited about that, but the reality of it is that God is so good to us, as we sang about earlier, that we want to hear His directing and His prompting for our lives. We don't just want to go in our own direction and go with our own desires. We would be lost if we did that. And so Paul is saying we have this intimate, but also this trusting relationship with the Father. Question why is turned to an exclamation point. Abba, Father, that's why. But there's something better I want to bring up today. Question mark to exclamation point. Paul is suggesting, and this is a very difficult text, by the way. Paul is suggesting that for a Christian, we can experience an overnight change experience by being a Christian. Now, what do we mean by that? In today's time, we don't really think overnight dramatic changes can happen in our lives. How is it possible for someone to become someone who is really desolate and really on the sidelines of life to all of a sudden the next day have the wind behind their back and everything is going their way? How is that possible? Well, to get there, Paul is, throughout these verses, he's using a background that comes from other cultures to get to this point that I need to explain here in my message. In other cultures, a dramatic change happened when a child all of a sudden was recognized as an adult, and it happened instantaneously. This is in the back of Paul's mind as he's writing these verses here. Take, for example, Judaism. In Judaism, when a child had their 12th birthday, it was prescribed that on the very next Sabbath, the father would present the child to the temple. The father would offer a prayer and say this, "Blessed thou, O Lord, that you are taking responsibility and making my son a son of the law." And the child would also offer a prayer. What that was in Judaism was instantaneously, the child went from child to adult, the Sabbath after their 12th birthday. This also happened in Roman culture as well. In Roman culture, the change happened around it wasn't a prescribed age so much as it was a period of time the parents felt like the change could happen between 14 years of age and 17 years of age. The child would present themselves for a public ceremony and they'd take off a purple toga and put on a white toga. They would bring a toy that they had and that toy would be offered up to the gods, signifying that they were putting behind childlike things. But a dramatic change happened in Roman society. The child had no standing at all. They were equivalent to slaves in Roman society. Even if a child had a huge inheritance coming their way, didn't mean anything. They had the status of simply a child. But you see, as soon as they went through the public ceremony, dramatically overnight, everything changed. They received the full inheritance if they had it coming to them. They received full status as an adult. Paul, when he writes chapter 4, this is where he's headed, and it's a tough text. Paul is saying that Christians have the same experience, a dramatic overnight change. And he's saying it in verses 3 and 4. He essentially says, these words, we were children. Because we were children, we were enslaved to the elementary principles of this world. And then he goes on to say in verse 4, God, in the fullness of time, sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that they might receive adoption as sons. That sounds really like fancy language, but let me put it together what he's saying here. Paul's saying that there are some who have childlike status because they're under the elementary principles of the world. What he's talking about are Gentiles. Those are Gentiles, non-Jews. And then he's saying there are those who also have childlike status because they're born under the law. Those are the Jews. But he's saying because of what Christ has done, instantaneously, both Jew and Gentile are brought in as heirs of God. And in that moment, because of Jesus' work, they are complete and they have full rights and full standing.